roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. Yeah, I don't need Victor 200 today, man. Let's save it for next Friday when, you know. All eyes on me. Clear it out. This is my possession. You know, this is no one else is touching the ball.
You're Carmelo. Get out of my way.
Yeah, get out of my way. But I'm better than Carmelo. I mean, Carmelo's, you know, he's had a great career, but come on, man. I mean, he's not really a true Hall of Famer.
I was just thinking of a clear out guy, you know.
So Carmelo is going to make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's a lock, I would say.
But I do think, man, the NBA, well, the Basketball Hall of Fame. We were talking about this with Ike yesterday. I can't remember if it was on or off the air, but they do let everybody in. And he probably would make it otherwise, but some of the guys that make the Basketball Hall of Fame is ridiculous. All right, Beat the Hammer. We do it every single Friday at this time, and we have to give away today a $50 gift card to the Irish Horn in Richboro. By the way, and we talked about a lot of the food last segment, you know, that the Irish Horn brought us in, but also, I got to say on behalf of the show, because I'm going to steal it from John. I'm going to just steal it. They brought him this dessert with a number 48 on it.
It's really, unbelievable.
It's really cool.
Like, it's a giant cookie cake,
Yep.
With 48 and the icing on it and the sprinkles and everything.
It's nice stuff.
I really appreciate it.
It's really, really cool. All right, let's play a little game with my 198 victories. A little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All righty, and our contestant, his name is Andy. He is from Voorhees. Andy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good, pal. You big sports fan, Andy?
Oh, I'm a huge sports fan. Mad nervous, but ready to go, I guess.
Now, just to be clear, you're nervous about the Phillies game today, or you're nervous about Beat the Hammer?
I'll plead the fifth.
Don't be nervous. Just a couple dudes hanging out.
Yeah, Andy, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I do want to leave you with this message, though, and I want you to really dwell on this. There are probably at least a couple hundred thousand people listening right now. So those nerves that you're feeling, you know, you're right to feel those nerves. All right,
just
I'm going to step into the soundproof
booth. Just us. Get out of here.
Low.
Scram.
By Joe.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Andy, we are with you.
Yeah. And that's the hammer.
We believe.
That's how you do. You get in the opponent's head. That's what you do.
Get out of here. Can you leave, please?
Jeez.
Gee, what are we doing here? Andy, thank you for, you know, being a respectable human being and not a, you know,
we appreciate
whatever that
you.
Was.
And right? We believe in you.
Yeah.
All
I mean,
right.
Think about it this way. You're playing a grown man in a baseball uniform today. No matter what, you're winning. All right. He is safely ensconced in the soundproof booth. You're able to beat the hammer, Andy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. I always joke about this. Sometimes categories are not predictable. Sometimes they are incredibly predictable.
Yep.
Phillies playoff trivia today, my friend. As predictable as it gets. Are you ready to roll, sir?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. The clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Two players are tied with the most postseason hits in Phillies franchise history. Name one of them.
Ryan Howard.
Who was the last team the Phillies beat in a first-round playoff series?
Oh, man. The Brewers.
What team have the Phillies played the most times in the postseason?
The Cardinals.
Who was the last Phillies pitcher to throw a pitch in a playoff game?
Oh, man. It has to be a relief pitcher in that. Pass.
Only two pitchers have pitched over 80 postseason innings for the Phillies. Name them.
Quickly and
Howard. Oh, Andy. No, it happens, buddy. I'm not going to try in front and expect that that this is going to be a tie, but we'll put you on hold. You never know. He has gotten zero before, but I mean, this I'll be very disappointed in the hammer if that's the case.
Here I expect he'll be pretty locked in.
Slowly,
on this stuff.
Yeah, it's a big day. Slowly walking his way into the studio in his uniform and his cleats.
The cleats or something.
Batting gloves. And he took them off. Okay.
Cleats that look like they've never actually touched dirt. By the way.
What, my batting gloves?
Completely clean cleats.
You hit a home run. There's no reason to, you know.
Oh,
you're
talking about your cleats,
oh,
bro.
Oh, the cleats. Oh, no, the cleats have touched dirt. No, they've touched dirt. Yeah.
All right, you ready to roll here, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Predictable category this week. Phillies postseason trivia is what we're doing.
Okay.
You ready to roll here?
I.
By the way, let me just quickly say, I've done like a lot of postseason questions over the years because of like the 93 Phillies or 08 or whatever. Yeah. This is the first time I've ever been able to do straight up Phillies postseason and beat the Hammer. How cool is that?
That's like, pretty cool.
Thank you, Phillies.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to roll
here,
buddy?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first.
How this Andy and Voorhees guy do?
I love when you wait till the last possible second.
Let's go.
Question number one. Two players are tied with the most postseason hits in Phillies franchise history. Name one of them.
I will come back to that.
Who was the last team the Phillies beat in a first-round playoff series?
So this would be 2010. First-round playoff series, that would be the Cincinnati Reds.
What team have the Phillies played the most times in the postseason?
It's got to be the Dodgers.
Who was the last Phillies pitcher to throw a pitch in a playoff game?
Well, say it again. Last pitcher.
Who was the last Phillies pitcher to throw a pitch in a playoff game?
2011, end of the game. So I think he went the whole game, unless Mattson got an inning. I'm going to go with Halliday.
Only two pitchers have pitched over 80 postseason innings for the Phillies. Name them.
Over 80 innings. Hamels and Carlton. And two hits. So two players.
Two players who were tied for the franchise lead in hits.
I'll go with Utley.
Damn. 3-0 victory.
Oh, okay, fine. So it's Rollins and who?
It's Rollins and Victorino.
Wow, good job by Shane.
And then you talked it out. You went the wrong way. Ryan Mattson threw one inning.
Yeah, I thought he might have thrown one. All right, so, you know, it was close to a 5-for-5, but didn't get it. Listen, it's 199, guys. This is just the appetizer.
How's that close to a 5-for-5? You got three.
Yeah, because I thought of the other.
In his head, it was a 5-for-5.
No, it's super close. I mean, obvious.
What?
Obviously.
Three. You got 60% right.
Wait, who did
and you're saying it's close to perfect?
You said Utley for hits.
Yeah, I was thinking between Utley and Rollins.
Yeah, and then which is so funny because he goes Utley, and then he goes, so it's Rollins, obviously. I'm like, why didn't you just say Rollins?
Well, so I think Jimmy had a career batting average in the postseason of .222, which is not that good, which is why I went with Chase. Yeah, listen, it is what it is. It's all in the head. It's 199. I mean, God bless me. Andy, you lost. What happened? You got crushed.
That's a tough one.
Why'd you call in today then, Andy? It was obviously going to be Phillies postseason trivia.
No, I didn't. I never get through. I just call in for fun. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to get through. It doesn't really matter.
People will love that.
Andy, there are hundreds of thousands that are mad at you right now.
I know. I'll take this L.
All right.
That's tough.
No. Well, you're not taking the L. I gave you the L.
Well, wherever it is.
Andy, stay well, pal. Thank you for calling in.
Nice try.
All right, man. So Andy certainly cannot be awarded.
Nice try.
Yeah, look, Andy can't be awarded the gift.
I mean, this is honestly probably in the history of Beat the Hammer, the most predictable category I've ever done. Yeah. Like, you had to know it was Phillies postseason.
All right, so we'll go to the contest line right now. We'll go with the 6-caller contest line. Caller number 6, you're going to win the $50 gift card to the Irish Horn in Richboro. That phone number, 215-988-1258, with victory number 199. Just mute it. Understate it. I'll deal with it next week. I'll crank it the hell up next week. With that, shut it down.
Bang!
Yep.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Next week's a big one. On Friday, it's a big one. Phillies could play a playoff game that day, too, by the way.
I don't think you can say you can God bless yourself. You just did that. You went with the God bless me.
God bless me.
I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I think it's I don't think you can do that.
Well, I did, so I guess you can. Whether it's appropriate or not, that's a whole nother matter. Let's go to Nick right now, North Philadelphia. Hello, Nicholas.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Nick.
So I know the Phillies are the hot topic, and I just want to say, obviously, I expect to win. I definitely expect this first win, but I really want to talk Eagles. 80% of me says we roll over this team. They can't hang with us. But there's this 20% of me that knows the history that we have with the Cardinals, that, you know, dating back to when they were in our division and we always used to split with them. Kyler Murray can be dangerous at any time. And defensively, I don't know. I have this 20%, doubt that this could be a let, or 20% that this could be a letdown game
well,
for us.
Well, it could be. Listen, Nick, it could be. I mean, it does set up as the classic trap game. Now, hopefully, the Eagles don't get trapped in it, but they play Dallas at home next week. They're 4-0. They're riding high. So maintaining.
It doesn't set up as a classic
John,
trap
it's
game.
It's quintessential.
Because you are so focused on the Cowboys, they are so focused on the Cardinals.
But that's what teams are always supposed to be, but they're not always that focused. They're not.
But, John, how do you feel about that, John?
They treat every game the same. I'm telling you, their preparation is exactly the same.
I mean, how do you feel about this being a letdown game?
I don't think it's a letdown game. I think they're very consistent. They've proven that in a quarter of the season. And I do think that Joe is overemphasizing the fact that we play the Cowboys next week. I would guess that you got a quarter of this team, a third of this team, they don't even know who they're playing next week.
Well, Nick, the other issue is a lot of injuries. Look, I think the Eagles are going to win the game. I want to be clear. I do think they're going to win it, but I would not take it for granted. I mean, when Slay, Mulata, Sayamalo, Jake Elliott, who we know is out, and some of these other guys are all banged up, you know, some of them will probably miss the game, and some of them will play in the game but might be hampered, and that is – you know, you can't just dismiss that. That's a factor.
And you know as well as I do our history with the Cardinals dating back to when they were in our division.
I'm well aware of it, and the Eagles had so many bad losses to the Cardinals.
And that doesn't matter at all.
It does to me. It does to me.
It does. It matters.
Nick,
it doesn't matter toward the outcome of this game.
All right, Nick, a memorable scene in a movie with a mode of transportation occurring.
All right, I'm going back to early 2000s, Fast and the Furious 1, when she goes underneath the truck with the Honda Civic, with the three black Honda Civics, and she goes underneath the semi-tractor trailer.
You got it, my man. Nick, appreciate cool the scene. Phone call. Appreciate. I got to check out all those movies, man. I really do.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9, something like that, right?
I think there's 9.
Do we know what
Fast and Furious? I think there's 9 or 10. There might have been 10.
What movie franchise have there been the most movies ever? I mean, I guess Bond.
Bond probably. Well, it depends, like how, like, you know, there are movie franchises that segment, like the Marvel stuff, right? I mean, the Marvel stuff. There's all connections between the stuff. So, in terms of just one character, I think it's probably Bond. But I'm not. Yeah. I mean, Sherlock Holmes. There are a lot of old Sherlock Holmes movies, like the Basil Rathbone stuff and all that. So I'm not sure.
Look at him with deep Sherlock Holmes knowledge.
Basil Rathbone.
Well, how could you forget a name like that? My mom loved the old Sherlock Holmes, so I used to watch it with her. Basil Rathbone. You ever gonna forget that name? I don't think so.
And so did my aunt. My aunt Nancy.
Yeah.
She was a nun.
My mom just loved it.
She loved Sherlock Holmes.
All of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
How many nun aunts do you have?
Two. One on each side. My mom and my dad each. With a sister that's a nun.
Huh.
My nun aunt in Washington passed away in 1996, but she was tremendous, my Aunt Nancy. And my Aunt Judy here is, she's going strong. And
what pious people you have.
I know, man.
The camera.
I know. Nuns on both sides. That's pretty amazing, man. Nuns on both sides. Talk about less than 1% of the population. A nun on both sides with an aunt. All right, Joe DeCamera and John Rich. Up ahead, our NFL picks, 12:45 today, Ultimate Phillies Montage. Strongly recommend you be tuned for that at 12:45, plus the game at 2:07. Joe DeCamera and John Rich on WIP.